Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Apparently there's some excitement surrounding Drake May in the gambling community. I often get these emails telling us how the numbers have updated or what's going on in the gambling world. And today's caught my eye because it was about NFL awards for the season and the odds for certain players, props. And it said, biggest riser for MVP is Jordan Love, which I understand.
Makes sense.
It's kind of tied to the Micah Parsons. There's a potential. They're going to bigger games, different level.
That rookie wide receiver.
Correct. Yeah, so Jordan Love went from 25-1 to 14-1. So he's got nice odds for the MVP.
Wow.
The second biggest riser throughout the spring and summer and into the fall now for the MVP award is one, Drake May. He went from 66-1 to 40-1.
What am I missing?
I don't know. Because we've talked about nothing but negativity surrounding Drake May. Steph Diggs didn't play in the preseason. Who's his other wide receivers? The O-line still kind of stinks. If they're going to win, they're just going to have to hand the ball off. I'm not sure handing the ball off helps you win an MVP award. I don't know. Just the buzz, I guess? The buzz around him? Or are Patriots fans betting a lot and they're dropping the odds to cover their asses in case Drake May somehow wins the MVP award? Like, I don't know. That's my mindset. Yes, Dan Ball, you got something?
Yeah, I feel like this kind of harkens back to your conversation yesterday about local media versus national media and their perception. Like, I was, I think you referenced it yesterday, Fitzy, that two of the hosts on Good Morning Football picked the Patriots to be a playoff team. Yeah. And a bunch of people nationally, it's kind of become the in vogue thing to pick the Patriots as one of your wild cards.
Cowherd, Sims, Schefter, this is a long running list.
And when people give their brief little 30-second soliloquy as to why, it's two names. It's Mike Vrabel and it's Drake May. So I think you have a lot of people nationally buying into, well, they have a new coach, they have this third overall quarterback. If they make the playoffs, that's more than doubling, almost tripling your wins. So this guy has to get some kind of consideration if he can will this team into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think if he's going to be an MVP candidate, let's play along with the narrative. Brian Hoyer might be wrong. It might not be 8-11. It's got to be like 11-12 or 13. To be an MVP quarterback candidate, you have to be in one of the best teams. It's Josh Allen. It's Lamar Jackson. Like, Jaden Daniels didn't win the MVP. Sam Darnold, who led the Vikings, had a crazy year leading the Vikings.
It depends how he looks,
wins.
How they lose.
Okay.
But I see your point.
But it's like, you tough need to not be amongst the best teams, Super Bowl favorites, and win an MVP.
How about, like, you need a really good to possibly elite offensive line? Buffalo had that last year. A good passing game, a great running game. James Cook last year was a touchdown machine. All those things need to be running in sync at the same time. I think Pats fans would be happy if it's, well, Drake looks clunky, but the running game looks good. Drake's having a day, but the line can't open up any holes. I can't see all three of those things synchronizing and having a really solid to elite season. Like, thinking that Drake May is going to throw for over 4,000 yards, pass for over 30 touchdowns, run for 8 or 10 with 600 yards, that we are talking best case scenario.
Yeah, he has to be. Let's look at the recent winners, right? It's Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes, correct?
Yeah.
That's like the last
three teams
five
everyone
to
thinks
seven MVPs.
And the last, all the teams that basically go consistently to the AFC Championship.
You have to be the best team in the AFC.
So Drake May not going to be in that conversation. Joe Burrow would be the example a year ago. Put up great numbers, right? He's throwing for all these yards.
9-8.
He's not an MVP candidate because he's 9-8. They got off to a slow start. Yep. All these, so let's go back to Tom Brady in 2017. You have Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. Like, those are your. I was reading the wrong column, so I don't know what the second column.
So where is Drake May rank as far as his place in the
now you're gonna
the
have
odds?
Talk amongst yourselves.
You're saying that his odds improved, but I'm curious.
He's still middle of the pack, but he made a huge. He made like lower pack to middle of the upper middle.
From
pack.
When to when exactly? So what's the?
You got a lot of questions.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to put you on the
spot. Ever hear Charlie Casserly? Don't ask me a question you didn't bring up in the production meeting.
Yeah, my bad. Where's Charlie? I miss
Insight,
Charlie.
NFL.
I don't know what would. To me, it's gone the other way. I feel like he hasn't gotten. I would think his odds would go down based on the information that we've received over the summer. That's kind of odd to me.
But. Yeah, I can't find it right now.
I will say this.
Jesus, Dan Ball almost killed a man.
I was about to tell you that I did find the list for you. So he is still very much middle of the pack.
Yes.
I find this order a little bit odd, so I'll just give you the surrounding ones before him. Trevor Lawrence.
Real quick, just remind people exactly what it is we're looking at. What list?
These are MVP odds in the NFL this season.
MVP odds.
You have Trevor Lawrence, Michael Penix, Kyler Murray, Bo Nix, Drake May. The two of those are tied. And then Tua Tagovailoa, Saquon Barkley, Aaron Rodgers, J.J. McCarthy, Geno, Bryce Young, and Ja'Marr Chase. Round out kind of the list of those around him. So to count really quick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's at around like the 20th best odds to win the MVP.
Oh, so that's different than mine because I have 1, 2, 3, great radio, 4, 5, 6, 7, better radio, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have him at about 14th. He's tied with Dak Prescott, for example.
So that's the same odds. Maybe that's the jump up that you're seeing.
He's just behind Matthew Stafford. He's just he's tied with Jared Goff, who's the quarterback of a team that everybody thinks is supposed to be one of the best teams in football, a Super Bowl quarterback.
If he landed in the middle of the pack like they're predicting, that to me is a success.
Correct. And that's the bigger point is he's not going to ever win the MVP.
You don't have to win it, but just be the 14th guy in line to win it.
Right, and be in the same class as some of these proven 200 – I mean, what does Dak Prescott make, like $60 million a year? He's got a ridiculous contract. If you're getting that kind of performance and stature out of Drake May in year two, then I think he's made the jump. Then I think Mike Vrabel, despite what Justin in Washington says, will be quite confident he has his quarterback. And you know what we're going to start talking about? Contracts and giving him – he's locking him up.
He's got to win. He's got to win. I mean, there's just you see the talent. You see the possibilities. You see the ceiling. And you go, wow, this kid can be special. It just – I mean, Vrabel's. Don't you think Vrabel's tenure here with the Patriots is tied into Drake May?
100%.
I would think that Elliot Wolf is too. I would think everybody over there right now, their entire careers with the Patriots are tied into how good Drake May becomes.
Certainly, Elliot Wolf. That's pretty much all he's got at this point. Is I drafted Drake May, and if he's great, then I drafted Drake May. He'll put up posters. He'll run around naked and yell it. Speaking of running around naked, I have to go to the phone line 617-779-7937. When it says Drunk Joe in the car is on the line, well, hell, you're going to get to talk. What's up, Drunk Joe?
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, first of all, I don't drink, okay? That's number one. Number two, I'm driving around this beautiful day. I got my window down, breeze coming in, my hair's going back. I'm drinking a sip of soda. And all of a sudden, I hear Drake May in the same conversation as MVP. What are we doing, people?
Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your mind? Are these people out of their mind? I mean, I know I'm out of my mind, but this guy from Washington or something that says that. Come on, you guys. Are we really going to talk about giving this kid already this type of MVP? Tell me, what did this guy do? No one loves the Patriots more than me. I'm going to tell you guys right now. Drake May, from what I heard, had a mediocre spring training. Did he not?
Yeah, definitely.
He showed some flashes here and there. Are we forgetting that the guy threw 17 interceptions last year? Are we forgetting that?
15, yes, but yeah.
He showed... All right, okay, 15, 17, 16, whatever you want to. Yes, he showed some flashes of being good. As far as being great, and now it all started MVP candidate. What are we doing, people?
All right, thanks for the call, Joe.
Love the passion, people.
Love the passion. Love the passion. First of all, he's automatically an MVP candidate because he's a quarterback of a football team. And that's how that award works. You're one of 32 that has a chance to win it.
And if you rode the hype train all offseason long, that moves you up into first class.
And I just, and, you like, know, we're not saying he's going to win it, but it is interesting that the books, because everybody tells me, Mark Schlereth yesterday, what's the number? They know what they're doing with those numbers. They're smart. They know this. They jacked up his odds from 66 to 1 to 40 to 1.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's interesting where he ranks in
the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all
in
that.
In the list of MVP candidates.
We're not saying he's winning it.
Yeah.
Well, not this year anyway. some positive Patriots fans probably do dream that he's going to be an MVP. I heard Gronk and Edelman say he's not a top five quarterback just yet. And I was like, just yet? He's not even close to a top five quarterback. Maybe someday you can dream of that. But he's in the same breath, according to Vegas, as Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, and Dak Prescott.
That's a better way to put it.
So, yeah. Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl participant, and $60 million man for the Dallas Cowboys. Those are his comps. You know, the real estate world, right? They give you comps. Well, this house down the street's worth this and worth this. His neighborhood right now in MVP voting, pretty impressive, correct? For a second-year guy who, the caller's right, threw 15 interceptions and really kind of only won one game. And
not a million, but a lot.
So I that's all we're talking about is that I sometimes get confused when a drop isn't Ted live. I was looking right at Ted, and I hear Ted in my ears, and I'm like, Ted's lips are not moving.
You yelled at me yesterday for that same thing. Like, I did not say what you think I just said.
Stiz is putting words in your mouth.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.